Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it. Like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th in Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Two things. One, so we just want to thank everyone because he said that the live stream in the school gym yesterday for Marty was incredible. He said the town was on fire.
A buzz.
There was a buzz around Creighton because Marty was on, Steve's brother, which they were streaming live. There were 700 people in there. That's a lot. All the students were there.
Really?
They didn't even go to first period. They couldn't control those kids. They're out of control. All of a sudden, they live streamed it. It was really nice. But today is Tactical Telestrator Thursday. So he has a large, giant...
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he has a large 100-inch TV, and he'll be able to do some telestration of defense today and offense, breaking down Cincinnati when he walks into the lobby. So he has, like, the John Madden...
Wow.
The
Coach Shinny.
Coach Shinny drawing stuff up right there. What you got here is a zone blitz. They're going to show off the boundary. They're going to bring it from the field, and this nose guard has to drop into this zone. This makes it unique. So he'll be telestrating defenses, and it... You don't even have to be sitting down. He'll just be going. So he might all of a sudden just be in mid.
He's just
randomly going through Cincinnati offense.
Nobody may be watching.
There's a chance you don't actually have to sit down or do anything. You might just walk right by him as he's. And there might be no one. There might be 20 people listening. There might be none. We're not sure, but he's running the telestrator.
He's in it.
He's got the.
He's into this game.
He's got the lines going, and it's kind of like a young John Madden.
He knows Cincinnati.
He knows him really well. He's been studying him a bunch. He's very upset about the Sorsby being left out of the top 50. So that's
it's not right.
He has him at he has him at 13th.
Ooh, God, that's
Shindy
hot.
Has him at 13th. So anyway. Telestrator.
He's Thursday. Breaking down Cincinnati.
Breaking down Cincinnati.
He's got all day.
All day, and you come through, it'll just be ran. You don't know what you're going to catch. It might be special teams. It might be something to do with the history of Cincinnati football. So you'll see it today.
It should be a very fun
just
day.
Just a man over there.
Man, man over there in the corner.
Who's he talking to?
There's not even chairs set up. There's nothing set up at all. It's just random.
Is he okay?
There's a chance he goes 7 hours a day, and no one even knows he's there. They'll know he's there. Like, there's a guy over there on the TV looking at Cincinnati film from last year.
There'll be a couple guys that watch.
I hope that he like gets fired up about something with nobody watching. Like, what's that guy doing over there? Screaming over there about this play.
Shindy, I didn't know. Shindy. And I did not. Did I know this? I'm going to say I did not know Shindy had that football background.
He does have the football background.
Does he learn from you?
Yeah, well, he worked youth football camp here at Nebraska. Also,
I forgot about that.
Remember that?
He told us that.
Yeah, he was. He did. He worked youth, and he was one of the main directors. He was the crosswalk guard. True story. Tim Cassidy put in Schindler. You got the crosswalk on the way back because you're trying to. It's like herding cats trying to get those guys back to where they got to go. Shindaddy handled the crosswalk. Oh,
this was God. This was approximately 2007, 2006, 2005.
By 2005.
Yeah, I wish it
happened. Shindy, kind of a young Shindy.
Stayed in the dorms.
I wish there was footage of this Shindaddy in this role at the camp.
So Shindy has a football background.
I brought everybody. So I said, hey, we need some qualified coaches to come in to help with youth camp. I got Duke, my cousins, Shindy. It is awesome.
We need footage.
Yeah.
We need footage.
Duke.
I need to see Duke.
I remember Tim Cassidy goes, I don't know if we're really overly qualified right here, but they'll be fine.
Bill's guys, let them run.
And they did. They did really good.
I bet they did.
Mike Shipwright was part of that, yes.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. We have a phone call to begin the 7 o'clock hour from a breaker in Scotts Bluff. We have, is this Charlie in Scotts Bluff? Welcome to the show. What do you have for us, Charlie? What's your question?
Hey, I think I've got two things. You guys have time for two things?
Sure, Charlie. What do you got?
Charlie, how far are you from Chimney Rock right now?
20 miles. I'm on top of Scotts Bluff National Monument right now as we speak.
Nice.
Wait a second. Is that possible?
You probably walked up.
I don't know. Yeah. Hey, what do we got?
Okay, what's up, Charlie? What's up, Charlie?
Okay, what if Dylan Raiola goes down with blood clots in, like, game two, and TJ Lateef comes in and just dazzles people with his feet, and suddenly the fan base is like, man, do we go with the legacy golden arm, or do we go with the fleet-footed dual-threat quarterback? And what if this decision is made in between the time of the conference championship and the first playoff game, you know, say we're undefeated and Lateef has taken us all that way, you know, say he wins 8-9 games and Dylan hasn't played since game one or game two. Who do you go with?
Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
That one there, I think. Okay.
My head hurts.
It's pretty morbid thought. Let's go with that off the bat.
Can we just go with an injury? Do we have to go blood
clots?
Let's
just go with injury. Yeah, let's say barring some sort of injury to
blood
Dylan.
Clots. See, there's some
blood clots. We're not going to put that on Dylan and put that bad juju. But
that's such a hypothetical. I don't know what you would do.
But backups are very important. We know that. Backup quarterback play incredibly important.
And Lateef was a bit of a story in August because I would tell you guys that I don't think a lot of people thought on August 1 that when they released a depth chart in late August that he'd be number 2. Most people I think thought Gramstad would be number 2. Lateef did have a good August. The thing about Lateef is he is a runner. He's a legit runner. He's kind of built that way. A little thick in the lowers.
You said it, Phil.
He is, though. And, you know, he does have a better arm than Gramstad. Bill, I think the question is it's just processing. You know, he's just got to process. Yeah.
And what they would do in those, like I said, it would make complete sense if there was a weird scenario like that where all of a sudden he had that success. I got to turn to Jake on this one. I mean, Earl Morrill was the quarterback for a while when Bob Greasy went down, right?
Yeah, I was negative 20 when it happened. Yes, it did happen.
Earl Morrill, yes. I remember that.
Yeah, he filled in for the injured Greasy. Then Greasy came back. Greasy got his job back.
But did Morrill go to the Super Bowl?
No, but he was part of that year.
Yeah, he was.
He
yeah.
played. So that undefeated season?
Yes.
He won games during the undefeated season.
But he didn't play in a Super Bowl.
No, it was back to Greasy for that time.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd probably have to refer to Jake on this because he studied this with a quarterback.
He was
going
negative
down.
What? 20?
I was negative 19 at that point, I believe. Yes. Negative 19, so I was not really with the times.
I wish we could do it that way. That'd be kind of fun.
But obviously you hope Dylan stays healthy the whole year.
Yeah, Charlie.
Well, everyone knows that.
Thought.
Yeah.
Charlie, not sure why that's your thought on game day here, but
Charlie,
the questioner,
is probably a little nervous.
Maybe.
Just, you know, nervous about the game.
I don't know if he is very nervous. He had Nebraska's undefeated.
He did say what
after
12-0
the season
with
going
Lateef.
Into the Big Ten championship game, so things are rolling really well at that time.
I thought he sounded a little nervous. Anyway, good.
He's on top of the monument in Scotts Bluff right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. 464-5685 call or text as always on this Husker game day. Now we've gone through the different predictions out there. Uh-huh. By national media. I mentioned last night that Josh Pate said Nebraska is a playoff team. Mm-hmm. Joel Klatt's a playoff dark horse for Nebraska football. Mm-hmm. This is the start of that tonight. I mean, if that's why we say we don't like saying must wins, but if you truly are going to be a team that is there at the end of the season, you don't lose this game tonight. You just don't.
I'm not pushing back real hard on this whole must win thing. It's just a concept that I don't agree with, but it's a huge game.
Someone better tell Greg that someone might be there's a situation with his car.
Oh, we do have a no,
maybe not.
Not yet.
Not yet. He's looking.
He's on the screen. I got on the screen.
Yeah, he's on the screen like that. It's got gloves on.
What is something.
He's getting his phone out. He's taking a picture of it.
Yeah,
looks like.
I'm showing him on the screen right
We're
now.
We're live right now. This Greg's
behind you.
He has no idea that he's live. Look at him.
Yeah. Oh, no, that guy is 100%
I have him on the screen right now.
Yes. This is worth it.
There's a man on a bike taking Oh, God.
Uh-oh, are you in trouble here, Greg?
Yeah.
Greg's concerned.
Greg, I think you're in a situation.
Oh, we do have a situation. This man is talking into his phone about Greg's miniature car.
Here comes Greg.
Yeah.
Greg's going out, eyeing it
for one of his kids or something?
It looks like it might be taken at that. Yeah.
No, this is getting lighthearted.
Now it looks like they're getting along.
Yeah.
Greg's saying,
why are you taking a picture of my miniature car? Yeah,
Greg doesn't have sleeves.
He never does. Greg
has no sleeves. And it kind of looks like two worlds collided. They're getting along great. Thank you.
Missing Tooth Greg. Okay.
There's a reaction on the screen.
This is not law enforcement, you don't think.
I don't believe it's law enforcement. I don't think that.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
Everything worked out. Okay. Thank you.
Back to the discussion.
Yeah. Again, you don't like the term must win.
No,
I don't. But if you have these true expectations of being a team that is there at the end of the year, you don't lose this.
Well, and you're trying to build a program right now. I mean, you're in this critical stage of building. It's not like I was saying last night. This is a young roster. It's not an end all be all game. But if you're really interested in momentum, carrying momentum from last season, which we regarded as a step forward. Because they won a bowl game. Now, to me, it's just about momentum. It's a lot about momentum. You lose a lot of momentum if you lose this game. You do.
Oh, absolutely.
You do. Yeah, just lose a lot
especially of momentum. Especially with the way, when you have that stadium would be awful, leaving that stadium. That would be a deflation of epic proportion.
Right.
Because right now, this will be about as fun of an atmosphere because – when you go down to that Chiefs game, and there's no place better that's built for tailgating and having a good. I mean, it's just all parking lots. You come to Nebraska, cool areas. You got the Haymarket. You've got different areas like that. Where O Street. You have different spots where people are. You're kind of in pods. Not there. You're all together. So the energy will be remarkable.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It'll be remarkable, but also you have to take into account that Nebraska fans are, I'm not saying they're on edge, but there's people that are, you know, they've endured a lot. They don't want to endure too much more. If I was the AD at Nebraska, that would be on my, not that, I don't know if it would be on my mind as a head coach, but as an AD, you have to sell tickets, you have to generate revenue, you have to build a stadium or reconfigure a stadium.
You need wins.
Yeah, you can't. It is all, like Bill said earlier, there's pressure, but it's good kind of pressure. You want this pressure. If you don't want this pressure, you go play at Florida Atlantic, you know?
Or just don't play.
Yeah.
At all. Just don't go out for the sport.
Right.
Don't even go out.
Right.
You don't like it? It's a little hard. What's the greatest thing about football?
Yeah, I'm sorry about Florida.
The greatest thing about football, to play it, it's really hard. It's really hard.
That's why I like it. You start
practice in August school. I mean, it's miserable.
Well,
it's hard. It's physical. It's people are trying to knock you down every play.
They're doing things that a lot of people can't do. You're talking last night about things that even coaching football is not easy.
No,
you got to know a lot. You know,
so it's not easy. So like I said, you want to be at the highest level. It's like one of those things we've talked about before. You know, you can't complain about a job that you've worked your whole life to get. You know, that's why I never complained about hours. ever. It's like, no, like it's like tonight. It's like, okay, you have to write tonight. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to. You get to.
Yeah.
Have to, get to. It's a way different thing. So today, these guys, I have to play down. You got to play down Arrowhead. If I'm Cincinnati, I have to play Nebraska in Arrowhead. It's gonna be 99% their fans. I'd be like, have to get to. This is awesome.
That's great for Cincinnati. It'd be fun. If
I'm Cincinnati, if you're Cincinnati, they're not going in on the bus going. Like coming off the bus with like a with their lip out.
No,
they'll be like going, "Whoa, this is awesome."
You like it. You've talked about this. I always try to tell Sean this. He always says like when Nebraska goes to Purdue, it's such an easy atmosphere for Nebraska. I'm like, Sean, no, it's not. You don't want to go to a place that's empty. Players don't want to go to.
No,
they don't want to go to empty stadiums.
No, you want to. You gotta have it be like, hey, this is gonna be so brutal. Right. It's gonna be so loud. It's like thank
fun.
You. That's what you. If you didn't, then you're just in the wrong sport, and you'd. And also, if that's something that doesn't get you that excited, boy, you recruited the wrong guy.
Oh, the guys, it's great. It's a great night for the players, all of the players, because it's a packed stadium. This is what you sign up for.
One of the most fun things is going into those. When you go into the swamp and win that game, you go into Alabama and you win that game. You go to Auburn. I mean, you go to these places and win. Oh, wow. That's incredible.
That'll be a motivator for Cincy.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, it's a game that you said it's teed up for Nebraska. You're not playing Alabama. You're not playing an elite team. You're playing a Power Four
team.
That's off a rough season. That is still a fine team. Like you are perfect. The favorite for a reason.
Yeah.
What if it was FIU?
It wouldn't be
an Arrowhead.
It'd be fun and all. Yeah, it probably wouldn't be. It'd be fun and all that, but the win wouldn't mean that much.
No.
You know, but tonight you do have an opponent that'll mean something.
And you won't know what it means. It means a lot because it's first game, obviously. You don't know if it's a good win or not until the end of the year.
Right.
Because all of a sudden it's like, okay, you lost to Indiana last year. Yeah, Indiana went to the playoffs. So early on, like I said, so it changes. You don't know if what wins are good right now. You don't know.
No.
Because you don't know how good. Maybe Northwestern's an 8-win team. And you beat them, and that's a really good
stunning,
win.
But
they win two, it's not a big win.
You
don't know that till the end.
You might not find out a little more about Cincy till Kansas. They play Kansas on September 27th at Kansas. Bowling Green is next for them.
Then, we'll follow Cincinnati very closely throughout
then,
the season.
Then Northwestern State. They do play Kansas on September 27th. So there you go.
Right now, I'm seeing kind of a nervous energy from the fans.
Nervous energy. What are you feeling,
a lot of optimism. I feel a little nervous energy, too. Because,
what's wrong with that?
Because there is a lot. You want this season to be special. You want it to be one that, hey, people are saying it could happen. It'd be fun if it actually happened. They actually put together that season people think they could have and be in the conversation.
What is special to you?
Playoff or in the conversation of it. Going into November and legitimately thinking you have a chance at the playoff.
9 or 10.
Right. That shouldn't be outlandish by any means for this team.
You got to be end of October, early November, and you're in the conference. It's like, hey, if we do this, we're in.
So yeah,
if we do this, we're in.
If that's if in that context, this is big. What's big in any context? It's a big game.
You lose any sort of breathing room in terms of if you lose this game. You got to beat Michigan now. You have to beat Michigan at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go at Minnesota and win that football game. So.
There should be nervous.
Kobe
energy.
Says, no nervous energy. This team is ready. We're good.
So there's nothing wrong with nervous energy. If you don't have, Bill, I think Bill would agree. If you don't have a knot in your stomach, then what? You're not. It means something to you. That's what it means if you have a knot in your stomach. It means a lot to you.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want to be nervous. Now, I'm talking more about coaches and players than fans, but I would understand if fans have. Some nervous energy, too.
We have a hot take from Sanderson.
Sanderson, with
no
the
way.
Hair.
No.
He Sandy. Says, no one in their right mind should be nervous. This game will not be close. Dave Sanderson chimed in.
Sandy. Ooh, Sandy kind of knows this stuff.
So Sandy, you wager.
Sandy does wager.
He wagers a lot. He wagers on NFL preseason games.
Sandy is predicting.
So Sandy will be wagering heavily on. If he says it's not going to be close. 6.5 points. I mean, you're taking Nebraska and loading up. Sandy, let us know.
Mm.
Beef tacos, 100% nervous energy from him.
Okay. Taco. Met him last night.
Boy, he was affable, wasn't he?
Yes.
Nice kid.
Very nice.
He also said on the text line he wants to be the person that brings the 20 through 30 age range into the show more.
Well, she's building breakers. Talker. Yes.
Trying to build a whole decade of
Beef
fans.
Taco, give us a name today that you're going to work with. Tell us a name of someone you're going to reach out to. Maybe your wife could reach out also.
Jake, this is where we can make up ground on me botching the name of the...
It was Jamie.
Not Jamie. And you called her a goat?
No.
What it was?
No. Yeah, Jamie was the person Zip was referring to that had the tumor situation.
I thought we were talking about the AD
Iowa. I did make a mistake yesterday.
Okay, that's a separate conversation.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
I called her Beth Goetz.
Beth Goetz.
Oh, it's spelled G-O-E-T-Z. I don't know Beth Goetz very well. I haven't heard her name out loud. It's Beth Goetz.
The Iowa AD.
So Missing Tooth Greg showed me a picture last night that showed her on a goat basically to make fun of me, which is fine.
Her face affixed to a goat. Beth Goetz.
Not Goetz. Apparently, I did. I had his goats yesterday.
What was that show with Pesci? Leo Goetz. What was that? Oh, yeah, Leo Goetz. That was one of the Leo Goetz.
I don't know what show. Yeah, Help Us Breakers.
Yes. I don't know either. By the way, I appreciate Genghis Khorne is such a good fan. He's there every day, but he also is encouraging the people watching on YouTube to subscribe and like. He's doing our work for us. He says, 420 in the chat, 28 likes. Let's hit that like button, Breakers. Look at Genghis.
Wait a second.
Genghis is trying to build the crowd.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you, Genghis.
Pump it up. I like that.
You're a good man.
The Khorne.
The corn. Yeah. Is anyone driving down yet? Let us know. Any photos of anyone driving down?
Durant in the bottoms. Our friend just left in the RV.
He's taking the RV down. Oh, that's incredible.
Leo Goetz is from Lethal Weapon. Breakers. Thank God the Breakers are the best people.
Leo, it's a great scene. Google that. Leo Goetz.
Leo Goetz. Durant just left in an RV.
Yep.
Wow, things are picking up.
I'm going to need more. Lua in Orlando is already in KC going to the game. So he's already made age 80, by the way, Lua.
Was he part of the power and light situation last night?
I really hope that he was.
Lua in Orlando is 80 years old. He's already in Kansas City.
Yep.
It's got to be a massive humanity.
Kevin's leaving Waukee, Iowa at 11.
Waukee.
Someone's leaving Lincoln right now at this exact moment, departing Lincoln. For KC.
Send photos.
Professor Rick on his way right now to KC with his four boys. Professor Rick.
Skipping school. I love this. Skip school. Let me ask you this. Is it on the table from the president here that Nebraska wins tonight and there's no school tomorrow?
I don't know if that's on the table.
Let's put it on the table.
Let the
administration chime in. Nebraska wins tonight. It's going to be a late night for everybody. Friday off.
LeBlanc, please weigh in.
Dennis, weigh in. Can we please have everyone not go to school tomorrow with a win?
Kind of makes sense.
It happened when my dad was in college here, and Nebraska beat Kansas and Wilt Chamberlain, and they called school off the next day.
God, your dad tells that story?
God, yeah. Imagine
Regal.
That. How would that be? Imagine going in the Coliseum to see Nebraska play Kansas, and Wilt Chamberlain comes rolling in.
And they beat him. I think they beat him on a last-second shot.
If you're from Pender, and all of a sudden you see Wilt Chamberlain come by.
Oh.
Imagine that one. Oh. It's like, okay, I played Class C basketball. Yeah. Now there's Wilt Chamberlain.
There's a seven-footer.
Yeah, seven-footer here.
That's different.
That's different.
They beat Wilt in the Coliseum, and they called off school.
Will school be canceled tomorrow? Let us know.
So Ron is an NU grad.
We know there's no school Monday. We know that one. Let's give them Friday off. No school, kids. If you have a test, you'll make it up Tuesday.
Phil Ruhlman departing at 11:30 for KC today.
Phil Ruhlman. Thank you.
Wait a second, Phil Ruhlman.
Phil's going. He's driving back early tomorrow morning. On no sleep. They're going to stay the night, but he's going to leave by 6 a.m. coming back.
I swear that Phil has multiple brothers named Matt.
Just one, I'm pretty sure.
But he's just one.
And Matt's there all the time.
He's always there, and he's very happy. He met me when I came in. He met me at basically just right inside, right by the bar. He was there. And
he's smiling.
Smiling, yes.
So there was Matt there last night, and who was his other brother there with the big dude with the goatee? Bigger dude.
I'm drawing a blank on
it. I do it again. Phil. I do this all the time.
Phil,
I know it's
very annoying.
Which
very
annoying.
Yeah.
Well, before I get to break on that note, a place that's been around for 45 years in business in Nebraska is Computer Hardware.
Triptastic.
Just south of 70th and Owen Lincoln, also in Hastings, Kearney, and GI. If you need any help with your Apple products, watches, phones, computers, anything else, there's one place to go. Computer Hardware, Nebraska's Apple store at Computer Hardware, 70th and O in Lincoln.
Are they open at 8? So if there's someone having a problem right now, they could get in their car, drive to Taco Inn, get a breakfast burrito, then whip over there, go in, get their phone fixed, and be on the road to Kansas City.
Wonder what Trip does on a day like this.
I bet he's en route.
I think he's going to KC.
I bet he's en route.
Trip, if you're listening, are you going to KC or not?
Let us know.
He's got a shop, too, to run.
Yeah.
He does. When we come back, Bills Thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.